When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Happy birthday to us!
We're celebrating 1 year of Pantsuit Politics and talking about the news cycle 5 days before Election Day.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance.
Happy birthday, Beth.
Happy birthday, Sarah. Happy birthday, Pantsuit Politics.
I mean, I love birthdays.
I'm shocked that we've been doing this for a year.
A listener messaged us that she's sending us a present today. I think that's fabulous, and everyone should follow suit.
I love presents.
I've just been so excited about these new iTunes reviews. Thank you, everyone.
Those are presents. That
giving
counts.
Us this present.
That's a present.
Absolutely.
If you're like, I want to give a present, that's a present.
It's a big present because,
Go ahead.
As I said today, it helps the iTunes overlords smile down on us favorably, and we need that.
Yeah, and following us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, also presents. T-shirt purchases, definitely subscribing, becoming a subscriber in support of the show. All presents, they all count.
Doesn't it just blow your mind when you think about the fact that every single week for a year we have been talking about politics?
Oh, when you say it like that, it's sort of depressing, but yeah, it's gone so incredibly fast.
It really has.
It's not at the same time.
Well, and the fact that when we started, I thought like, oh, maybe our parents will listen and a friend or two, you know, and then now we get to hear from like people in Australia and all over the United States and Japan. And it's been amazing.
So you're a little rundown and sick, we should say, despite the fact that we're celebrating.
I'm doing my very best here. But yes, I cannot wait to go to bed and not feel my throat anymore.
So that's the first daily temp. And do you have an actual temperature?
You know what? I have had chills all day, so that's been fun. This morning I put on this big plaid scarf, And my husband was like, it's 80 degrees, Beth. And I said, yeah, it's also November, so I'm going to wear what I want to. And I'm ready for scarf weather. And I was freezing all day, so it worked out. But I think, like, how are we feeling about our birthday? Have you been reflecting on, like, what we've learned by, as Dante says, putting our nuance where our mouths are for a year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like my micro level policy stuff, there's a ton of policy stuff I've shifted on, welfare, for example. But macro level, I think I've just seen a lot of things about other people's perceptions of Democrats and Republicans and my own ideas of what it means to be a Democrat or a Republican and sort of my personal aha moments. I love nothing more than an aha moment, and I've had a ton of them hosting the show.
I agree with that, and I've had so many moments where I just feel clearer on why I believe what I believe or exactly how to articulate what I believe. I also have just learned so much. I especially love doing the primer episodes because even though they are high-level overviews, sometimes I think a high-level overview is almost harder than getting down into the weeds because you really have to think a lot about the subject matter, and that's been a lot of fun for me. I think that part of what has been such a gift about Pantsuit Politics, in addition to the unbelievable people that we get to interact with every single day and the amazing people we've had the opportunity to interview, is just having this outlet to be curious about things.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just the gift truly has been our listeners in the community. You know, you said we never expected anything like this. And the emails and the messages and the support and the insight and the thoughtfulness is just, it's amazing.
And it's been a real exercise in confidence too, because we do get some criticism. And I think being able to withstand that and to kind of show up and like offer this every week and then detach from like feeling good about what we do, whether we get messages of support or not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's your goals for the next year of Facebook of Pantsuit Politics?
Oh, I have so many. I really want to grow the community because I think the community is the best part of this. And so I think that it's important for us to continue to put more content on the blog. I really, really want to have an event where people get to come together in person.
Yeah, I do too.
Sort of ask questions and solve problems. And then eventually I'd like to have something where we help people who are running for office in both parties. Because to me, the most interesting thing about all of this is sort of the opportunity to turn nuanced dialogue into nuanced governance.
Well, I would like to take this gig full time. That's what I want for Pantsuit Politics. I think it's so great and we've built it and it's so amazing with just us squeezing in time. I would like to be able to give Pantsuit Politics the time it deserves.
I like that you're just putting this out into the universe.
Heck yeah.
We're manifesting now, right? Like we have our Pantsuit Politics vision board out. Because it is to me, the opportunity to do good in the world through this is pretty unlimited. But it's also, we're doing it right now in the spare moments. And so you think, like, how much can we accomplish in the spare moments? I loved it when Rachel sent us a tweet. I think it was yesterday that was like, do y'all not need sleep? This is what's happening. But I think that the commitment that we've made to it, despite everything else going on in life, is just a testament to how accountable I feel now to all of you who give us your free time. So thank you for that.
So happy birthday to us. So what's your daily temp on the election? You know, the little election that's happening.
Just this little thing. Well, it's been an interesting and kind of melancholy day for me. You know, I've been thinking a lot about these two police officers who were apparently just killed at random in Des Moines.
And they were in their cars?
I think so. And it was like 1 a.m. and the guy, I guess, has a history of run-ins with the police. And it's just, it's sad. And it reminds me again that there's just a lot going on besides the horse race that's important. And I've heard a lot today about the polls tightening, and I don't know. I think it's impossible to tell how much of an effect anything that happens from now on will have, because a lot of people have already voted. It is interesting to see Trump, in my estimation, trying to go out on a higher note. Mm-hmm. He's been...
How long could it last? Can he shine it on for 6 more days is the question.
That's a great question, and I don't know the answer. I mean,
I'm skeptical.
He's done a better job talking about, like, the Affordable Care Act premium increases, mm-hmm. and he gave that speech in Wisconsin about the Dreamers. It kind of made me laugh because I thought he was this person. But how are you doing?
Well, I will share what made me cry today as our new new daily segment, What Made Sarah Cry Today. This morning, it was a tweet from Lin-Manuel Miranda. He wrote, "Good morning. How can I ease your mind in 140 characters? I guess I can't, but I ain't worried about you. Everything but you. You'll be fine." Burst into tears. True story. Oh, that's my mental state. That's my temperature. I also cried at the woman who filmed her mother getting in the car. I don't know if you saw this. She filmed her mother getting in the car from voting, and her mother just burst into tears and was like, "I can't believe I voted for a woman for president." Just crying, crying. So that's my emotional state. Still pretty high strung. I've stopped reading 538. I no longer trust 8 Silvers. This is the big November surprise at this point. I just feel like he's hedging his bets. It's getting on my nerves. And so I'm preferring the sarcastic, dismissive vibe of Jon Favreau on his podcast, where he's like, "Y'all, it's been over for months." Him and you are pretty on a similar, Hillary's going to win, why are we still talking about this, like, level.
Yeah, that's how funny. I feel. I think she's going to win. November surprise in my house is that Jane has now decided that she is supporting Evan McMullen.
What? No way. I refuse to believe this.
Yes, she has been consistent on this point for a couple of days.
How dare you?
Yes, I'm a brainwashing mom.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is Bake from Frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. No thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit, or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit.
Yeah, I still think it's over. I listened to Kellyanne Conway making a really, you know, impressive pitch. Let me just say, Kellyanne Conway, if her words and reality lined up, Trump would be a force to be reckoned with, because she is good at what she does. It just all happens to be, in my estimation, very detached from reality.
That's called a lie.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there, some of it is just spin, right? It's hard to make the leap to actual lies, but she definitely gets there sometimes. I'm just impressed with her ability to be unflappable. It reminds me of, there was this time when someone in a professional setting said to me, you know, Beth, you are very warm, but it is clear to me that there is ice water in your veins. And he meant it as a compliment, didn't maybe feel that way. But that's what I think about Kellyanne Conway. Like, she smiles and she has this sort of demeanor that's friendly, but you cannot shake that woman. So that's impressive. I don't know. I think that they're just trying to maybe end on a high note. And that's good. I would rather Trump be talking about having dreams in a prosperous America right now than staying on the rigged election and put Hillary Clinton in jail and all of that.
Yeah, but it seems like there's more and more stories of crazy people already, like, trying to vote. Somebody got arrested for intimidating voters. Like, yikes. I hope that doesn't get worse before it gets better.
Well, and there's the weird, like, Trump-Pence sign that had knives in it or something in Texas that was placed near a polling station where someone was obviously going to have to remove it, and it was box cutters or something, maybe, and it cut the polling worker. So
It's
been a strange news day.
Did you see that there was a Mississippi church burned to the ground with Vote Trump spray painted across it?
I did.
Ugh.
We've got to settle down.
Oh, I'm just so ready. I was listening to a podcast where she said you shouldn't say, I can't wait, because that implies you're not happy with the present moment and it's bad energy. So I just want to say I am excited for the election to be over on Tuesday. It was a good day today. I was knocking on doors and I stopped saying November 8th and I started saying, I hope I have your support. Usually I say, I hope I have your support on November 8th. But today I said, I hope I have your support on Tuesday. And that felt really good.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
And I think the exciting thing for you is November 9th, you can sort of start to get to work, right? In thinking about things and planning. I was just reading.
Well, if I win, let's hope I win first.
You're going to win. I'm manifesting that as well.
Okay.
But I was just reading this Politico article about how Jason Chaffetz has basically said, look, starting on day one of Hillary Clinton's presidency, we have 2 years of investigations lined up, ready to go. And I thought it's going to be such a long 4 years. And I thought this was interesting, too, looking at sort of the map, the electoral map and the trend lines. If you accept this tightening line and say it's not going to be a blowout, but she's going to win. It's been such an extraordinary cycle, and we could end up with a very ordinary breakdown in the Electoral College. Mm-hmm. And then we could end up with a Congress full of Republicans investigating Hillary Clinton. And it feels like, God, we just put ourselves through all of this for the same old, you know?
I do, though. I will say this. Hillary Clinton is not Bill Clinton. And she has a history of bipartisan work. She has a lot of Republicans that have a lot of respect for her. And I think, you know, this isn't the regular old in that I think the Republican elite has some reckoning to do in its own house. And I also think she is very skilled at building bipartisan support and sitting down and let's go piece by piece and figure out what you can agree to and what I can agree to and what we can give you and what I can have. And I trust in her ability to do that. And I think that, I mean, I was thinking today about you know, the sort of gerrymandering support in this Republican, the sort of the problem we were talking, the Kelly Ayotte problem, I guess we'll call it, which is like when you, although she's a senator, it doesn't really apply, but when you draw these districts and you think you're giving yourself such this like such safe territory, but what you're really doing is emboldening a base to say you're not extreme enough, and that's how you end up with a Donald Trump. And I don't know how the Republican Party honestly reckons with that within their own, you know, party. I don't know what if they're going to say like, oh, well, we need to figure out a way to get some more moderates involved. Like, I don't know. I think a really interesting thing that's sort of been happening on the political conservative side is, have you been watching this Jen Hatmaker controversy?
I've seen a lot of references to it, and I just frankly haven't stopped to spend a lot of time on it.
Well, Jen Hatmaker is a very, very popular Christian woman writer, mommy blogger too, sort of how she started. And I read a book of hers, and honestly, my one hang up with the book where I was like, you lost me, sister, is she there? She was talking, she used some phrase that basically implied like she was opposed to gay marriage or that it was sinful or something like that. I was like, I'm out, because I have zero tolerance on that issue. And she, but then she came out recently in an interview about Donald Trump and all these political issues and said that after much study and prayer and thoughtfulness, her and her husband have come out in support, and that gay marriage can be sacred and godlike and all this stuff. And she has just been massacred by the evangelical, or like representations of certain aspects. I don't want to put everybody in the same pot. Just awful, awful, sexist, terrible, really nasty character assassinations on her and her husband. Like, really nice stuff. Like, this is why we shouldn't let women in ministry. Like, really, really nice attitudes. And it's just been an interesting, I think it's, truthfully, I think when you talk about the split in the Republican Party, you also need to talk about the split largely generational within the evangelical Christian community. And I think this is an interesting sort of manifestation of that. And I don't know what happens with all of this come November 9th.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, I cannot believe how young you look. And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off. There's not much worse than a dry, itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable?
Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
I can see Hillary Clinton doing exactly what you described, especially with respect to senators, Republican senators. I think because of the gerrymandering, the House of Representatives is a whole different ballgame. And I wonder how Hillary Clinton changes the course in a way that President Obama was not able to with respect to House Republicans.
Because she still has carrots and sticks. You know what I mean? She's still the president. She still has massive control over the federal government. And she can still offer a lot or take away a lot from people in certain districts. I mean, I don't know. I think she's still has capability in that, and I hope that she uses it. I don't mean that in like a kick their butts, Hillary, and put them in line. I think that she can play politics, and she can say, okay, listen, let's make a deal. I've got things you want, you've got things that I want. Let's be real about this.
Yeah, I wonder sometimes. That's a rational approach, right? You assume that you have a rational representative on the other side of that table. And sometimes I think that in some districts we have not sent rational players to the House of Representatives. On the evangelical point, I was reading earlier today a really interesting New York Magazine piece. It was following up on women that the magazine had interviewed during the Republican primaries, asking who they were voting for. And it showed, like, then this woman voted for Ben Carson, now she's supporting Donald Trump or whatever. And so 9 of 10 women that they followed up with are still supporting Trump. And one woman who voted for Kasich in the primaries says that she is reluctantly voting for Hillary Clinton now. But the women who were supporting Donald Trump, it was so interesting to me that a couple of them sort of blew off the Access Hollywood story. I mean, one woman said, like, look, I grope men grope me. That's what we do. No big deal.
Ugh,
I mean, it was very crass.
That's when I stopped reading. I was like, I'm going to throw my phone across the room. I don't want to hear from these women anymore.
But then you had others who were 100% about being pro-life as the reason they could not vote for Hillary Clinton. And it was this really interesting coalition, I guess is the word, right? Because you had people in really, really different places from a sort of standard of conduct and faith perspective behind Donald Trump. And I do think that's interesting. And I think there is a lot to sort out there. And I don't even know where to start with sorting that out. But I think that you're right in that you can't untangle all of these issues without having some perspective on how people's faith and specifically their beliefs about reproductive rights influence this dialogue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on that note, we'll be back tomorrow. So y'all aren't really going to get a chance to miss us at all.
No, stay in touch with us. We love hearing from you and let us know what you'd like to talk about tomorrow as there are 4 days left. Thank you for the birthday love and support and for everything that you've done to make this an awesome year. And until tomorrow, keep it nuanced, y'all.